News is brought to you here this morning by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. An elaborate system of temporary flood walls is so far protecting thousands of homes and businesses in Cedar Rapids from major flooding. Iowa's second largest city says it hastily erected 9.8-mile system of HESCO barriers and earthen berms is largely holding back the rain-swollen Cedar River, which crested Tuesday at its second highest level on record. As of midday Tuesday, city officials said the barriers had prevented most damage, but that some buildings and homes near the river had water in their basements. City workers and contractors worked day and night to pump out water that seeped through the barriers and that came up through the saturated ground in the sewer system. And the damage so far has been relatively minor. A small number of businesses and homes appear to have major water on their main levels, and many more have water in their basement. So far, the temporary flood protection system is largely working, with, once again, some of that minor street flooding from storm sewer backup being reported. KJEN News Time is 7:07.
There are times when upgrading a piece of equipment becomes a have-to situation, and when you're working with a short window for harvest, you don't have time to wait for that combine to be made ready. This is Fred Lindeman from Lindeman Tractor. From the earliest trade-ins after last year's harvest, our service department has been busy getting all trades back to that Lindeman Tractor runs like new condition.
We know times are lean, and we're ready to deal on these machines. That's good for you and for us. So if you find yourself needing a different combine, call us, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor, with an announcement. All New Holland filters are on sale for 15% off during the month of September.
So oil filters are on sale?
Yes, for 15% off.
Fuel filters?
Uh-huh, they're 15% off too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No, but get here before September 30th and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through harvest, because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In other news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office recovered a stolen UTV in a cornfield on Tuesday. At 2:30 p.m., deputies recovered a red 2014 Polaris Ranger in a cornfield near the intersection of 260th Street and Vine Avenue in Montgomery County. The owner, Trent Mayer, had contacted the Page County Sheriff's Office and reported it stolen back on July 31st of this year. No further details are known at this time. A Red Oak woman was arrested for trespassing on Tuesday. The Red Oak Police Department arrested 50-year-old Barbara Darlene Wilson of Red Oak for trespassing. On Monday, Wilson was found inside a residence in the 100 block of West Grimes Street without permission or the right to be there. Officers determined that Wilson had no intent to commit a theft. She was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 bond. A group of residents wants Council Bluffs to lift its ban on pit bull dogs. The Daily Nonpareil reports that about 25 people attended Monday night's city council meeting asking for the repeal. The ban has been on the books since 2005, when officials said they were banning the breed in an effort to reduce dog bites. Resident Shayla Richardson says that hasn't happened, citing figures she requested from local officials. Patricia Fuller says she believes the only way to reduce dog bites is to require more responsible dog ownership. Council member Melissa Head says she is open to the idea of walking back the ban. Three of the five council members would have to agree for the ban to be repealed. Polk County officials have given initial approval to an increase in the minimum wage. The Des Moines Register reports that supervisors Tuesday gave the first of three approvals needed to increase the wage from the state and federal rate of $7.25 an hour to $10.75 by January 2019. The wage would climb to $8.75 by April, $9.75 in January of 2018, and finally $10.75. If the increase goes through, Polk County would be Iowa's fourth county to raise the minimum wage, following action by Johnson, Linn, and Wapello counties. Polk County, with about 450,000 residents, has the largest population of Iowa's 99 counties. Minimum wage increases have come up repeatedly in the legislature, but proposals have failed because of opposition by Republican lawmakers. Des Moines police say a woman sent nude photos of herself to the teenage son of a former boyfriend. Online court records say 46-year-old Charlotte Claceris is charged with dissemination and exhibition of obscene material to minors. Online court records don't list the name of an attorney who could comment on her behalf. Court documents say the Altoona woman used Facebook in June to provide sexually graphic photos of herself and the 17-year-old boy's father, whom she had been dating off and on. Police Sergeant Paul Parizic says the two had an unfriendly split and that each was alleging harassment by the other. Authorities say a detective helping with an arrest in Newton accidentally shot himself. The Mid-Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force said in a news release that officers approached 25-year-old Chad Cody in a restaurant parking lot about 9:30 p.m. Monday. The release says Cody drove toward the officers' vehicles, causing two crashes. According to the release, the handgun of one of the officers then went off as he was putting it back into its holster. The bullet struck the officer's lower right leg. The officer was later reported in good condition at a Des Moines area hospital. His name has not been released. Officers arrested Cody on a warrant alleging parole violation. Court records don't list the name of an attorney who could be contacted for him. And authorities say a 13-year-old girl has been shot to death and three suspects have been arrested in Cedar Rapids. The shooting was reported a little before 8 a.m. Tuesday. Responding officers found the three running in an area a few blocks north of where the shooting occurred and soon had them in custody. The shooting happened well outside the flood evacuation zone along the rain-swollen Cedar River. Police say the girl was pronounced dead at University of Iowa hospitals and clinics. City spokesman Greg Bulow describes the three suspects as two juveniles and a young adult and says a handgun was recovered. He says also that police think the three and the girl were acquainted. That's a look at latest news. We'll take funeral announcements next. KJN News Time 7:13.
There are times when upgrading a piece of equipment becomes a have-to situation. And when you're working with a short window for harvest, you don't have time to wait for that combine to be made ready. This is Fred Lindeman from Lindeman Tractor. From the earliest trade-ins after last year's harvest, our service department has been busy getting all trades back to that Lindeman Tractor runs like new condition.
We know times are lean, and we're ready to deal on these machines. That's good for you and for us. So if you find yourself needing a different combine, call us, Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
This is Jason, parts manager at Lindeman Tractor, with an announcement. All New Holland filters are on sale for 15% off during the month of September.
So oil filters are on sale?
Yes, for 15% off.
Fuel filters?
Uh-huh, they're 15% off too.
How about air filters?
Every New Holland filter we have is on sale.
What about furnace filters?
No, but get here before September 30th and stock up on all the New Holland filters you'll need to get through harvest, because clean running equipment is more efficient equipment. Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements, Bruce Brown, age 84, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral services for Bruce Brown will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home Greenfield has arrangements. Leo Sextro, age 94, of Manning, died Saturday at St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Mass of Christian burial for Leo Sextro will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Victoria Sanford Hyatt, age 61, of Manning, died Friday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Graveside services for Victoria Sanford Hyatt will be held today at 11 a.m. in the Manning Cemetery. OD Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Mardell K. Griffin, age 76, of Harlan, died Friday at her home. Memorial services for Mardell K. Griffin will be held Wednesday at 1 p.m. in the Bethel Independent Baptist Church in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Zeman, age 73, of Manila, died Saturday at the University of Iowa Hospitals in Iowa City. Mass of Christian burial for Dolores Zeman will be held Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manila. OD Funeral Home Manila has arrangements. Ralph Mitchell, age 83, of Greenfield, died Saturday at the Greater Regional Hospice Home in Creston. Celebration of life services for Ralph Mitchell will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. And Robert John Abild, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home in Atlantic. Memorial services for Robert John Abild will be held on Saturday at 11 a.m. in the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. And Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJN News.